Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us this morning. The topic I'm going to be talking to you about this morning is about judging. So what does it mean to judge? It means to form, give, or have an opinion or decide about something or someone. So just before we get into that, I want to tell you about something that happened to me the other day. I decided I was going to do my bit for Queen and Country, you know, healthy nation and all that, and go for a walk. So, looked outside, the wind's blowing, the sun's struggling to come through the clouds, and I thought, yeah, it looks pretty cold to me. So I thought, wrap up, girl. So I decided, put on a couple of layers. Well, three. One, two, three. Well, four. If you count my raincoat. Got my joggers, my boots, gloves, hat, and of course my head's wrapped. Not like this, but you know, you get it. And I decided to set off, put my earplugs in my ears, beating out the tunes, and I'm going at a steady pace. It soon becomes obvious to me, though, that actually it's not that cold outside. It was quite mild. But I made a start and I was determined to continue. So on I go, getting hotter by the minute, and I thought these layers were a wrong idea. Carried on anyway, and I thought, oh, getting hotter. So off came the hat, off came the gloves. And by doing a more stripped down version or toned down version of the Emperor's new clothes, everything else stayed intact. The only reprieve I got or felt justified was that a little bit of rain started to come. So I thought, oh, maybe I am justified with putting on all these layers. No, because it didn't last for very long. So I carried on being hot. I thought, I can't do this. I thought, get yourself home, girl. So by the time I actually got home, I looked like I'd been in the sauna. So, okay. Judging the other wrong only affected me. Definitely not the same when we make a wrong judgment about a person. Our judgment or opinion of others may be based on how they look physically, how they dress, how they speak, their nationality, their wealth or lack of it, where they live, and the list goes on. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 2, Jesus tells us, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you." Basically, Jesus is telling us, whatever way we choose to form an opinion of someone, it is the same way we can expect an opinion to be formed of us. Think about that. When I read the following verses about taking the speck out of your own eye before trying to take it out of someone else's eye, an incident mentioned in the Bible comes to mind. Now, Jesus was often surrounded by self-righteous men, constantly seeking ways to discredit him. They presumed to know the scriptures and felt justified to interpret it in the way they wanted, to suit themselves, in their pursuit to bring down harsh punishment on deserving heads. In St. John chapter 8, verses 1 to 11, we read about a woman brought to Jesus by the Pharisees, which were a religious sect in those days, because she was accordingly caught in the very act of committing adultery. Very often think when I'm reading this, where was the man? But okay. She had committed a sin which, according to the law of Moses, was punishable by stoning, which would most likely have resulted in her death. Can you imagine how broken this woman must have felt? Okay, she knew what she did was wrong. But then she was shamefully dragged through the streets by a crowd of men, religious leaders and their posse. As if that wasn't bad enough, she was now cast down at the feet of Jesus, this righteous leader she had most likely heard of. Are you feeling this? To even get close to how this woman was feeling. We've got to probably think of the worst thing we ever felt that we did. And we didn't want anyone to know. But we got caught. Now, not only getting caught, but it is now being made public. And we are dragged through the streets, and what we've done is now being proclaimed. Then, at the end of that, we are thrown down at the person that we would probably revere the most or think of the most, and we are cast at their feet with everything that we've done thrown at them. This is how broken this woman was, and that's how broken we would feel in this condition. Can you imagine if Jesus had done what the Pharisees were goading him to do, to add more condemnation and judgment on this already broken human being? However, what a turnaround. If they had only realised that they were casting her at the right feet, the feet of her saviour, the fulfiller of the law. If they'd realised that, they'd probably have made a different move altogether. No, Jesus did not spew out judgment on this broken soul. He stooped down. I suppose you can look at it that he got down to her level and began to write in the ground. He got up, said to those crowded around her, "He that is without sin, cast the first stone." Note, he did not say, "If you have not committed adultery." No, he said, "Sin, any sin, you name it, big or small." That is what Jesus was referring to. Grassroots level, Jesus was telling them, "Go, take the speck out of your own eyes, because with what judgment you judge this woman, you also will be judged." Her accusers left as each of them recalls their own sins. Jesus forgave this woman of her sin. He knew she had done it, but he, in mercy and love, was prepared to heal her, not condemn her. How do you think she felt leaving his presence? Definitely not the same way in which she came. Who are we partnering with or causing to join us in our misjudgment of others? Even if we feel justified having a legitimate reason, where is the humility that stops us glorying over another or patting ourselves on the back? Who made our homes, our workplaces, or even our churches, courtrooms? Who put the gavel in our hands to bring down judgment on others? Jesus is telling us, if we are prepared to be judge, jury, and executioner over another person, over possibly an already broken person, be prepared to face the same judgment. You get that right? Jesus speaks to us with the heart of our Heavenly Father, the Supreme Judge, who wants us to show mercy, show understanding, show love. Lift, not tread down. Show tolerance. God judges us rightly and offers us mercy and forgiveness. Dare we do any less to those whose hearts beat at the same rhythm of life as ours? And that is the whole of humanity. Judging someone wrongly can cloud our minds to the worth of that person, their potential, and the difference that can be made to that life. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 64:6 that all our righteousness is as filthy rags. Doesn't matter how we think that we are justified in what we do, what we say. The Bible tells us that our righteousness, anything that we can proclaim as right, is as filthy rags. The only thing that justifies us or proclaims us righteous in the eyes of God is Jesus and what he's done for us. Finally, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, we receive instructions for the correct path to follow. Listen. But seek first the kingdom of God, which is to welcome, invite, search for his kingdom and all it pertains, and his righteousness, pure love, mercy, grace, truth, and all the things you need for your life, naturally and spiritually, will be added unto you. What is the benefit of judging someone right? It means that we can make our way for God to impart wisdom and discernment and truth into us. Compassion and mercy will flow through us and out to others, sending a wave of healing, forgiveness, hope, and faith. Don't we want our lives to bear those kinds of fruits? While we are seeking, keeping our eyes focused on the things of God, we will find that we have no time or no desire to want to judge anyone. Especially when, by observing the righteousness of God, we see our own unrighteousness, the speck or plank in our own eyes. If you have been wrongly judged by someone, God shows you mercy. He said, if our hearts condemn us, then he is greater than our hearts. Someone misjudges us, let us find the grace to forgive and ask God to show them, open their eyes to what is right. Let's pray. Father, forgive us when we are so quick to judge others, even when we do not realize that's what we are doing. Show us that mercy heals and love forgives. And to remember that if our hearts condemn us, you are greater than our hearts and know all things. Help us to obey your command not to judge, but to be merciful, that we may obtain mercy. Help us to forgive those that have wrongly judged us, that, Lord, your love, compassion and mercy may flow through us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.